And now back to Chester Morris and the Adventures of Boston Blackie. Boston Blackie, unaware that Helen Carew has tipped off Inspector Faraday as to his destination, is en route to Godet's Jewelers to try to prevent the robbery of the vault there and to discover who is back of the attempt to steal the famous Star of the Nile emerald. It is midnight at the Godet vault.
It's no use, Louis. It's one of them new style vaults. I can't make it out.
Well, we got dynamite. I have to use it. I don't like a noisy job, but where is it?
I left it out in the alley, boss.
Now, go get it.
Okay, I'm going.
Try again, Fingers. Stevens is paying off plenty.
Well, I'm nervous. This is a big job, boss.
Too big for you, Fingers. Okay, stay where you are.
Boston Blackie.
That's right. What were you saying about a certain Mr. Stevens?
Now, look, Blackie, let's be sensible about this.
Well,
we're having a little trouble cracking this crib. Yeah.
I'll make a bet.
Look. I'll bet you can't open it.
Are you kidding, Fingers?
I'll make a good bet.
All right.
So it'll pay you to try.
Well, I'll make a bet with you. Not the kind of a bet that'll pay you in money, but it might save a few years of your life.
Yeah?
Yeah, all you have to do is talk.
Yeah, we'll talk, Blackie. And drop your rod first.
Oh, so you got a little playmate. Okay, take your gun away from my back.
Get it, Louis.
I get it. You know, Blackie, this is a happy coincidence. As I said before, we can use you. Only now the bet's off. We're just going to do it. Come on, get those fingers working.
And suppose these fingers can't open the vault.
And the next time you go to buy gloves, you better look for mittens. Come on, take a good look at the crib.
Oh, a beautiful job. You know, Faraday should see me now. Okay, stand back and keep quiet.
Yeah, we'll be quiet, all right, but it's up to you, Blackie. This gun can make a lot of noise.
Shh. Wait a minute. It feels like, there's one. Now let's try this. Uh-huh, next one. Now that's two. Now...
Hold it up. Break this door down. Come on, it's the law.
It's the cops.
Yeah, Miller. Is the alley door open?
Yeah, and Joe's covering out there.
Okay, let's beat it.
Now, what about Blackie?
Forget about Blackie. Come on.
Okay, go, Blackie.
Yes. Carry it out, Chief. Stop, Blackie, or we'll shoot.
I warned you, Blackie. Hey, this isn't Blackie. Hey, who are these other two?
Oh, Louis, huh?
Yeah, Fingers and Miller.
Hey, what is this, a national convention? Where's Blackie?
How'd you know Blackie was going to be down there, Faraday?
A little bird told me, but where is he?
Well, now, I don't expect you to believe this, Inspector, but so help me. We were passing by the alley, and we heard a noise, and we come in. Naturally curious, you understand?
Yeah.
And who do you suppose was starting to crack that vault?
Don't tell me, Boston Blackie?
Yeah.
Well, then, what are we doing out here in the alley? He couldn't have gotten away.
Yeah, Chief, there's only two doors to that room. We came through this one.
Hey,
so he better be back in that vault room.
That's right. Eddie, watch these mugs here.
Right.
Come on, Matthews, let's have a look.
Ain't in here, Chief.
Well, I can see for myself, Matthews. I can see for myself. Must have slipped through the door before we came in. Matthews, you're fired.
Me, Chief? I ain't done nothing.
That's the trouble. You never do anything. I'll see if the vault's open, Matthews.
Okay, Chief. Now, lock tight on the drum. There ain't a mark on it. Looks like we saved the emerald for go days, huh, Inspector?
Yeah, but I wish somebody had saved Blackie for me. Matthews, I hate to say it, but we gave Blackie a break. We came in just in time to save him from getting into trouble.
I just wanted to thank you, Inspector, for preventing the robbery last night and catching the thieves.
Don't mention it, Mr. Stevens.
Tell me, did they have a chance to open the vault?
Nope, we were Johnny on the spot. They never even got started.
Well, Inspector, I can't thank you enough for the fine job you've done.
Fine job. Nothing ever happens. Nobody steals anything. Listen, Mr. Stevens, if somebody should steal that emerald and I catch him, then you can thank me. What burns me up is that Boston Blackie was down there, too, but he got away.
Boston Blackie, he got away? Are you sure the vault wasn't opened?
Sure, we tried it. It was locked tight.
Well, that's fine, but to be on the safe side, I'd better check up. I'll go right down to the vault myself. But I tell you, Faraday, it's gone. The emerald's gone. I just searched the vault. It's gone.
That's great. I've really got Boston Blackie now. Don't worry, Mr. Stevens. Calm down. You'll get your star, and I'll get Boston Blackie.
So Well, that's what happened, Helen. Faraday collected 3 mugs, and he didn't seem pleased about it.
But, Blackie, how did you get out?
Well, while Faraday was rounding up the other mugs, I got the last number of the vault's combination, you see.
Mm-hmm.
I opened the door and stepped in and then closed it.
But you might have been locked in.
I was locked in, fortunately, because somebody tried the handle of the vault later.
Hmm.
You see, Helen, modern vaults have an anti-hold-up device.
What's that?
Oh, it's a sort of gimmick that locks the door from the inside.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I just pushed the lever. After they left, I slipped out through the alley door.
What were you after, Blackie?
I told you before. Something green and something Egyptian. The Star of the Nile Emerald, of course.
Did you find it in the vault?
Yes.
Oh.
But I didn't take it. I just wanted to make sure it was there.
You didn't take it. Blackie, I don't understand you.
Now, look, somebody's after the Star of the Nile, and if he gets it, somebody's going to take the rap for it. Could be me, but that's not the point. Nobody's going to take a rap for somebody else while I'm around.
You're talking about somebody. Who?
I'll find that out. But first, I want to have a talk with Mr. Stevens at his hotel. Perhaps he has an idea. Goodbye, Helen. Next time, I promise you, we won't have any outside interference.
Operator, give me Madison 72772. Hello, Helen Carew speaking. Oh, the inspector isn't there? Well, then I want to leave a message. Tell him that Boston Blackie is on his way to the Cavanaugh Hotel to see Mr. Stevens. I can't wait for the inspector to call back, so tell him I'm going to see Stevens, too, right now. But try to get the inspector there as quickly as you can.
Slow down, Blackie. Slow down there. Okay, you can march in step with me and Matthews now.
You're taking your afternoon constitutional, gentlemen?
What were you doing back there at the Middleton apartment, Blackie?
Now, Inspector, you're privileged to know anything about my public life.
Mm-hmm.
But I insist that you don't interfere in my private affairs.
Hmm. Well, this is a little private affair that I am interfering in.
Oh.
You're under arrest for stealing the Star of the Nile.
What, again?
And no alibi this time either. You were down at the Good Day Vault with Louis and the 2 other guys. I got them and searched them, but you got away. Now, somebody got that emerald out of the vault. Come on. Shake a leg, Blackie. Hey, I didn't say stop. I said go.
Police! Police! I've been robbed!
You have me? Who robbed me? Have you gone nuts, Blackie?
Let me go! Police!
Oh, cut it out. What is this?
Who robbed?
Let me go!
What are you talking about? They pulled a gun on me. The 2 of them. Help!
Now, listen. You all really give it to
you. Hearing me? Threatening me.
Hey, he's gone. Matthews, why don't you help me out of this mob? Hey, folks, look. I'm a police inspector. Honest, I am. Matthews, quick! Shoot it, Blackie! Hey, listen. All of you, stand back. Lay off that fella. He's a police. That's Matthews. He's police, too.
Thanks, Chief. Say, did Blackie get away?
Yeah.
Matthews, you're fired!
But I was sure he was coming here, Mr. Stevens.
Miss Carew, why should Mr. Blackie come to see me at my hotel? Besides, I'm confident that by this time, Inspector Faraday has made sure that the young man is no longer a free agent.
Perhaps, yes, perhaps you're right. But, well, I'm not sure the inspector is right in what he's doing.
Oh, now, Miss Carew, it's quite obvious that you have an attachment for Mr. Blackie. And if the police have taken him, I won't have to worry about the Star of the Nile any longer.
But the police haven't taken me, Mr. Stevens.
Boston Blackie.
And incidentally, if I knew how much the Star of the Nile would be worth to you, I might listen to reason.
Blackie.
Hello, Miss Carew. I rather expected you'd be here, too. I wouldn't try to phone Mr. Stevens. You really don't want the police to come up here.
Why not?
Because it would be very embarrassing for you. And besides, it would be very embarrassing if I had to use this gun.
Blackie, look.
Oh, Helen, don't. Helen, why did you knock the gun out of my hand?
Because you had me fooled for a while, but I'm finally beginning to understand you, Blackie.
All right, the 2 of you stand still and put your hands up high.
Oh, so you have a gun, too, Mr. Stevens. Is that to guard the emerald you stole from your own vault?
Mr. Stevens took the emerald?
Yes. Usually when people want to steal something, they just steal it. But Mr. Stevens had to do it the hard way.
But you made it much easier for me, Mr. Blackie. You see, you were in the vault, and now everybody will know that Boston Blackie stole the emerald.
But just one thing I'd like to know, Mr. Stevens. Why does a vice president of a large firm like Godet's have to steal a piece of jewelry?
Well, there's an ugly word for it, embezzlement. I'm awfully sorry, Miss Carew. Sorry that you came here tonight, because no one else can know what you 2 know now. I'm going to have to kill you.
Come on, Stevens, give me that gun.
Stay where you are.
I want that gun, Stevens.
Blackie, don't.
I told you to stay where you are.
Look, you can't pull that trigger.
Get back! Get back!
Thanks, Helen, for sending the message.
Yeah, Inspector, I think Mr. Stevens will go with you now.
Stevens?
Yes, Inspector, and thanks for putting Helen on this case. We've got your man.
Come on, let's go.
No, I won't go. I can't go. I've gone long enough. I can never catch up. For years now, I've been running after myself, running away from something. I couldn't stop, but I've got to stop. You'll never get me, I tell you. I've got to stop.
Here.
Well, we got what we were looking for, but I can't say I'm very happy about it. Well, Faraday, this time I've really got to thank you.
Don't kid me, Blackie.
No, on the level. You saved my life. You know, it's the first time in 10 years that I've been scared.
Really?
Well, you know, Stevens might have pulled that trigger.
No such luck.
Oh, very funny.
Yes, he just shot Helen and me if you hadn't knocked on the door. He had only one other way out, Faraday, and because you came in, he took that way.
Always blaming it on me, huh?
Now, look, Inspector, won't you miss me a teeny little bit?
Does a guy miss a headache?
You know, Helen, you really had me fooled.
Hmm?
But let me give you a tip. The next time you call Madison 72772, you better be inside a telephone booth.
What?
Remember when we were out for dinner the first time?
Yeah.
Well, I went to get your coat, and as I was leaving, I heard you ask the operator for Madison 72772.
My private number.
Sure. Only a few people know that number, and I'm proud to be one of them.
So you knew I was working for the inspector.
Sure, but that didn't matter. You already had your hooks in me, and I couldn't get loose.
Well, perhaps now you'd like me to unhook you?
Oh, honey, with you, anything goes. By hook or by crook.
I suppose it's your business if you want to make a big job out of dishwashing, but I'd like to butt in just the same because I feel you don't really like to spend a lot of time at the kitchen sink. And you don't have to if you put Rinso to work for you. Those peppy Rinso suds get your dishes sparkling bright so easily that there's not much point in scraping and scouring with the lazy suds of some soaps. And Rinso's so economical, too. Just a little Rinso goes a long, long way. So better get Rinso tomorrow for dishwashing, for all the soap and water jobs around the house, and for a wash that's Rinso white and Rinso bright. And now a glimpse at next week's adventure of Boston Blackie.
Here it goes.
What a crack-up.
Them plainclothes cops in that car ain't never going to interrupt another one of our hijack jobs.
Plainclothes cops? Them ain't no cops. The driver of the car that just wrapped around a telephone pole is Boston Blackie.
Friends, millions of tons of paper are needed to ship ammunition and blood plasma, so vitally necessary in the winning of this war. Do your share to see that our boys get the material they need. Save paper. The need is terribly urgent. Now, one simple way to help is to take your own shopping bag to the grocer's. This is Harlow Wilcox saying goodnight for Boston Blackie, brought to you by the makers of Rinso, the soap that gets clothes.